The following program does not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of Reality Radio 101, its advertisers and sponsors, or its listening audience. Listener discretion is advised. Welcome to Barrington Awaken with your host Barrington, right here on Reality Radio 101. Join our path to enlightenment with our guidance to living at your best with a path to a higher consciousness. To get on board, send us an email. Our email address is instudio101@gmail.com. And now, ladies and gentlemen, right to your host of Barrington Awaken, Barrington.
Hello, everyone. Thank you for tuning in. You're listening to Barrington. What we do is we talk about raising you to a higher level of consciousness. A lot of the times we do the show and people would call in and ask a lot of questions. And of course, I get emails from you as well, from the general public, the audience out there who wants to ask questions. And today we're going to address some of them. Of course, one of the ones I get all the time is there a God? And if there is, if we are the gods, then what is our greatness? What is it that makes us stand out above everything else that makes us the God? Well, to answer the question, yes, you are. And everyone else is. We're all a part of this great wave of life. We're attached to everything as everything is attached to us. Everything that exists in the universe is also a part of you. So you are your own creator, in a sense. This would make you the God. It is very hard for you to change your belief into accepting the fact that you are God, because you've been doing it for such a long time. It has become the way of your existence, knowing that there is something greater out there, something bigger than you out there, something superior to you out there. But in fact, it's just another higher level of yourself, higher level of consciousness that is out there. So the God that does exist is you. We try to get people to understand that. I was having a conversation with a person who's in their 70s recently, and I tried, you know, we're talking generally about the way we view life today and how we're understanding a lot of people are coming to this realization that the God that exists is us. We are the God. And this person, who's a lot older than me, said, well, you can't just let go what you've been holding on to for many, many years, decades. You can't just let it go. I said, well, I agree. And you can't just wake up one morning and your mind's completely changed. But what you can do is try to change your belief into what you know. So let's not believe anything. Just let's get to the point where we know. Study your life and study meditation and study the things that makes you who you are. If you're believing in something, it means that you have no proof of it for yourself. So just stick to the facts about what you know, not what others may have taught you. Welcome to our show. Again, we talk about raising you to the higher level of consciousness and that the God that exists is you. You want greatness, it is there for you to seek it. Most of us, we're trying to run around through life and save as much as we can and get as much money as we can because we think all of this is going to make us much happier. And we move towards getting more money or materialistic things that's going to benefit our lives. Well, think about it this way. We need more air than we need money, and we need more water, actually, than we need money, because we have to live. And these things, you could live without the one, but you definitely cannot live without the two others that I've mentioned. But I don't see a lot of us giving our time every single day to go out and get this an abundance of water or air and store it somewhere so we could call for it when we need it somewhere down the road. You might think, I don't want to do that simply because there's an abundance of water and all we have to do is go out and get as we need as our days progress or nights. And air is the very same thing. But yet we try to do this for materialistic things like money, collect as much as we can, store it somewhere, hopefully one day we will need it. Well, you need water and air more than you need money and you're not storing those because you accept the facts that it is there all the time. Well, so is your finances. You just have to really figure out how to just get what you need to survive. And it might not be a gold bar, it could be a sandwich, but you will need that to survive. So the time that we're spending chasing something to capture it and store it for future use probably isn't the best method for us. And we're the only animals on this planet who actually does that. Anyway, welcome to the show. Thank you for being there. One of the questions that I get all the time is there a God? And no, there is a God, I'm sorry. Is there somebody higher, superior to you? It's just your level of consciousness. All you have to do is wake up and get there and truly understand who you are. Welcome to the show. Thank you for being here today. Without you, I cannot exist, and vice versa. As I say, when the students are ready, the teacher will appear. And you won't be able to see over that fence until you're tall enough. The point is, you'll understand all of what we're talking about in spirituality when you wake up and look within. All the answers that you want, they are within you. And you just have to look within to get the answer and stop thinking someone is coming to rescue you or save you or take you to a greater place. That will not happen. You're not leaving here. When the body gets too old, you lay it down, you get a new one, and you continue. You have a destiny and a purpose. You can find that, but first you need to know thyself, find out who you are. And the minute you do that, you will know what your purpose is, and you will definitely find out where you're supposed to be going or do what you're supposed to be doing. Wake up. Wake up. Your great love and your great relationship involves great risk. So if you're aiming to get something that's going to satisfy you, going to be grateful for you, you have to be willing to do the walk, to do whatever it is required. That is required for you to get to where you want to go. If you should lose something, please don't lose the lesson. Because if you do lose the lesson, you will repeat and you will constantly be losing. You must always be responsible for your own actions. Regardless of where you are in life, you need to be responsible and understand that there is a consequence, but you need to be responsible for your own action. And once you do that, you're playing the role you're supposed to be playing. By not getting your way, that is an amazing thing. It is often a good stroke of luck by not getting your way. Imagine if everybody out there got their way, what a chaos would this be? Not getting your way, it's not a bad thing. Do not allow a little dispute to fracture an awesome relationship. Okay, they're hard to build, these awesome relationships, regardless it's between your boss, your partner, your neighbor, whatever it is. The little dispute could fracture it for life. Look at what's important. You must fix the mistakes that you've acknowledged right away. Fix them right away. Get on it and fix it right away. Don't allow it to prolong, because it's only going to get bigger. Okay? What we're doing, we're allowing you to wake up and understand that, like that mighty oak in the forest, it stands alone. Though it is gathered, it is fastened by everything else that surrounds it. It's connected to everything else. But as an individual, that tree, that mighty oak, has to do what it's required to survive. And the same for you. You must do what you have to do and not take advantage of another, hurt another, take from another to get ahead, or step on one another. I say this a lot. Do not look down on another unless your intention is to raise or help them up, should they be asking you for help. Spend some time every day for yourself. Get a few minutes if you can, an hour it would be greater, that it's your time to somebody else. You're a son, a parent, a mother, father, sister, teacher, a boss, a whole bunch of other things. But try to figure out, to you, what are you and what do you do for you? What is it that you're doing and you will do every day that is just for you? That's what's important. Find that time and give yourself something. Reward yourself, pat yourself on the back for what you've accomplished. But you must do something for you every day. That makes it real. And you're only able to help those if you are 100% of yourself. You know, the better you are, the best you of yourself that you are, the more you're able to help others. Do a welfare check on somebody every once in a while, if you're concerned or if you think maybe they need you, just for a phone call, a visit, something. Sometimes just a conversation. Lend a hand, especially where the elders are concerned. We are the elders, believe it or not. They're just in front of us. Today we get to choose how we're treated when we get there. So I tell you to be kind to everybody, because you will get a turn at bat. Do a welfare check and just a conversation, and say to that person, how are you doing? How can I help? If you need some help. Maybe you need that and you could reach out to make that phone call. It is simple for somebody to slip into mental illness and they themselves may not be aware of it. Not suggesting that you are the doctor and you are going to know what the situation is, but sometimes just a hello, how you doing, will go a very long way. Tell them a joke and have them laugh. It'll help a lot. Do what you can to help others without hindering your own path, because then you don't want to stop your progress for another person's. We all have the same ability, somewhat same abilities. Utilize it to the best of your ability. If you are able to sit still and allow the thoughts that come into your head not to stick around, as soon as they come, you just dismiss them and don't allow yourself to go down that rabbit hole of trying to run on every thought. Imagine that. We'd be going crazy as we run in circles, going here, going there, doing this, doing that. But if you're able to allow yourself not to think of anything, you are meditating. Empty the mind. It doesn't matter. Don't do this while you're driving, even though when you get good at it, you can. But when you have that free minute we just talked about for yourself, spend, you know, a minute or two or three of those minutes to just reflect on not having anything to think about. You're giving the brain a break. You're allowing it just to empty itself. And in doing that, you're connecting yourself to all that there is. It is important that you slow down your thoughts. Take it easy and relax. Don't allow everything that comes into your mind to for you to think about it or to do something about it or react to it. Most of us are deathly afraid of things that will never happen simply because we've created them in our minds, and we're afraid of these things. We're concerned about these things. And the majority of the things that we're afraid of or we're concerned about doesn't really happen. It's just a thought. And of course, you hang on to that till it becomes something huge. Let it go. Let it go. Do not allow yourself to be afraid of the things that's not likely to happen, but it keeps us at bay. Just sit still. Stop the thoughts. Learn how to meditate. The more you do it, the more you want to do it. The more you allow yourself to get this awesome feeling of unity, of just to be at peace with you, it will allow your happiness to blossom. It will allow your fear to disappear. It will give you all this amazing answers that you need for yourself. Just check on you. Let's not chase the things that's not going to benefit us at all. The majority of us, of course, we get out of school and we start working in our maybe mid-20s, possibly late 20s, and you do that until you're unable to do the work anymore, and then you stop doing it, and you've realized that the majority of your life has passed. Of course, we get youth before we get wisdom, and in some point I could see how that will benefit the world, but the minute we have the wisdom that we need, we're too tired or too old to do anything other than that. The majority of us will say, boy, if I could go back again, I'll make different decisions. Well, you can't. The rivers only flow in one direction. Of course, the age only goes up, and of course, vitality and everything else is going down. It's just how life is. At any point when you realize that you're chasing something that's not going to benefit you at all, I hope you're smart enough to just stop or let it go, not to give it as much playtime as you think you would, as is needed. Wake up. Understand that the time that you spend here is important. The minutes you're here is very, very important. You can't undo it. You can't change it. You can't add to it. You could prolong it, because I think only you individually knows how much time you have here. If you find your purpose, you will know exactly when you're leaving. And we've proven this to ourselves many times. Relatives who said, I'm out, and they just left. You know, when you've come here to serve a purpose, you've come maybe to deliver a message or to aid somebody in their growth. But we've come from that spiritual world as a spiritual being, and you come into a body, and with the body, you could turn these thoughts into physical things. You could touch, you could feel, you could smell, and then you spend that time. No one knows your purpose except for you, your destiny, your time that you're going to spend here. You want to know these things of yourself, then you want to understand how spiritual you could be and wake up and be the best you. It is your birthright. You may not remember why you're here, but you're here and you've got a flag to wave. You've got something. You've got a purpose. There's a reason. Was it a message? Was it observation? Was it to touch? Was it to feel? Was it just to live, to feel? Well, we don't know that, but you could find out. Just wake up. Welcome to our show today, and thank you very much for the longtime listeners and everybody out there who's been listening to us for a while. Welcome. Welcome home. You're listening to Barrington. And I was just ranting there, talking a little bit about what life is, what it is. We do get a lot of questions, and people throw these things at us. And they ask, of course, I said earlier about just having the idea of believing that you're God and you need to act accordingly. I get a lot of flack for saying that, but let somebody prove me wrong. I would love that, because when they say to me, you're going against the rules or you're blaspheming or whatever that phrase is, I will always say, fine, I want to be a believer as you are. Please just bring me the evidence that supports the argument and I will join you. And of course, they disappear and they never come back. So I'm waiting. The things that you want in life, the desire, the things you desire, the things that you want, do you understand it is as simple? It is as simple as just saying, I want that. Before you start saying that, everybody, please be very careful of what it is that you're saying that you want. And then you have to also stop for a minute and look at the impact it's going to have on your life or the other lives that surrounds you. But having said all that, the desire to get things, is it that new position you want, that partner you want, that vehicle, that house, that whatever it is, it's a matter of just saying, I want that, and take the step towards it, the steps maybe towards it. If it's not forthcoming, you do have to understand not everything is going to happen to everybody. I cannot say I want to be the Shaquille O'Neal in this life. It's not going to happen. For one, he's probably 2 feet taller than me. And secondly, I'm too old to do what he had done, what he was doing. The body's not able to do that anymore. So if I start saying that idea, I'll probably check out early and come back again as a mini Shaq. I don't know, something like that. However, my point is, whatever it is that you desire in life, it's a matter of wanting it. You want good health, you just have to order it in. It's your birthright, your demand to be healthy. Nobody is going to take care of you other than you. A lot will pretend that they want to. But what I'm learning nowadays is that somebody went ahead and hired the fox to guard the chickens. The big companies that are out there that's supposed to be giving us health care, they're the ones that will approve the medication that's going to go on the market so we could get healthy, but they make money. It's a long story, but it never made any sense to me that you want to hire a fox to guard the chickens, because you could see how that could be self-serving for the guards. Just saying that. Going back to saying about the things you desire in life, it's as simple as wanting them, asking for them, and they will show up where you need them, if that's the will. Have we got any emails there, sir?
We do have some emails, folks. Good afternoon. You are listening to Barrington Awaken with your host, Barrington. If you'd like to write to us, our email address is instudio101@gmail.com, instudio101@gmail.com. And of course, anytime during the week, our email address for Barrington is awaken1308@gmail.com. Okay, Mickey writes in. He says, okay, I get what you're saying about who to listen to, about all of this stuff in life, including even God, religion, etc. So we have to choose who we listen to, and you ask for proof. Well, I'm a big fan of yours. I'm listening to you. Where is your proof that there's nothing? That's from Mickey. Shane writes in, very simple. OJ, heaven or hell? Okay, Shane. Thank you for that. Tara wrote in, how do we know the time that we are going to die? You stated we know the time that we have here. How is that even possible? That's from Tara. Let's see here. Scott wrote in, Barrington, when you see a beggar or a homeless person on the street, do you ever offer them money, or do you suggest that you would purchase them a meal or a drink? I am always running into these people where I live, and I'm not sure what to do for the right thing. Can you please give me some guidance? That's from Scott. Robert writes in, so meditation is basically nothing. We clear the mind. What happens if we start thinking of something again? Did we lose the meditation? That's from Robert. Last one here, Joey writes in, if good health is what we demand, how come when people are sick, such as cancer, etc., and they demand good health, who are they demanding it from, and why does it not work a lot of times? That's from Joey. And back to you.
Joey, that's an amazing, that's a very good question that you're asking. Who are they asking for help in cases where they're very sick, like cancers and stuff? A lot of the times it's too late before they get to that path, but secondly, they're relying on an external source to repair them. The body's capable of repairing itself. Now, if you've got your hand caught in a vice, you could pray until whatever happens or the hand to come out of that vice, but if you're not willing to try to pull it out, it'll never come out. So you have to take the initiative. We have the ability to cure ourselves. We have the ability to fix the problems that are broken. Now, they do have doctors out there that could set the bones and do all these things because that's their profession. Now, you within yourself can repair your bodies within yourself. You have to know it. And when you're demanding, excuse me, something of an amazing repair, you're talking to your higher level of consciousness. You're talking to the higher level of self, and this will happen. What you ask for will come. What you are is what you've thought about being. When you demand stuff, it comes to you. You call it in. Be careful of what you're calling, because it is going to show up. And I hope I answered the question for you. Rob, you don't lose your meditation. If you can imagine what a pendulum swing looks like, it goes back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. The minute it's passing right in front of your eyes there, you're seeing it. And if you're unable to turn your head, it'll disappear. And then it'll come back. And it'll disappear. So when you have a thought, don't run with it, just let it go. And eventually you'll see that swing, the pendulum starting to slow down and slow down and slow down. And eventually there it is. You're focused on it, you could see it. But as you start practicing, yeah, just imagine that ball swinging from left to right, left to right, left to right. The more you do it, the better you'll be able to draw in the energy of staying one place without being distracted by thoughts. And don't run after them, just let them go. And you don't have to do much other than just try not to let the thoughts travel down the thoughts. Stay in the openness where it's like, and I said this many times, it's like removing the jar, the lid off the jar, and allowing the exterior to enter the interior, or vice versa. So what's happening is when you're meditating, you are without thoughts and you're connected to the world, to the universe, to everything that surrounds you. So yeah, you are meditating. As you're doing that, try not to do the thoughts. Scott, that's a very good question, thing you post there. I've often for years would see somebody on the street and they're asking you for help of some sort. And over the years I've looked at it and then trying to analyze it. Yes, I'd more likely buy him a meal or pay for that drink or the coffee, not alcohol drink, but it's some food to aid them in what they're looking for. So I've always been on the fence as to what do I do? Is this person being legit? They want food? Or is this person trying to scam me? They want my money. So if you're trying to scam me, and I think I have caught on to it, then no, you want me to help you help your journey through life. You want me to use my resources to aid you through life, so you're running a game on me. If you are legitimate in a position of wanting something, we have a lot of help out there that's going to help you to get it. I think the people who are on the streets asking you for help, I think they're intelligent enough to know where to go to ask and how to do it and from whom they should ask. This tells me that they have the ability to go to the right facilities that could aid them. This has been on my mind for many years, and I've had many discussions about this. Do I give my money to that person? Very often I say, once it's released from my hands, it's not mine anymore. If you are going to use it to buy substance, whatever, I gave it in good faith. But at the same time, I've also realized I may have just aided that person on the way down, if that's what their intent is. So I tend to believe that if you are intelligent enough to know where to go to ask for money and how to get it to support your life, you're also, you're running a game. because you will also know that you could go to the proper facilities, the proper shelters, the proper places. It's a long, open discussion. And I'm sure a lot of people's going to have something to say about it. But yeah, I don't do that anymore. I don't hand out the change, the spare change. And it took me a long time to break out of that habit because I was so willing to go and help and help and help. And then I realized that the ones that I'm probably helping are the ones who don't need the help. So I completely stopped. And if they do ask me, I tell them that there's options out there for them. Tara, you were asking me if I knew, or sorry, how does one know when it's their time to leave this planet, leave the, well, you did make that agreement when you showed up here in the body. You don't remember it, of course, because we don't remember anything about our lives from previous things. That's why we struggle as to, is there life? Is there God? Is there another place? You know, and we know when to go. You're not consciously aware of it. A lot of people, or you could just request to go and it'll happen. And I do have family members who would actually call us up when a few years ago and said goodbye without us realizing they were saying goodbye until it was all done. We're like, wait a second, that person was actually saying goodbye. You know, I had a family member as well who knew he was gonna leave early. And he just did everything that he was supposed to do, prepare the family, and told everybody that he's going to go home early. Of course, then we're thinking, "Ah, what's wrong with you? You're crazy. Quit talking that way." And sure enough, there was an accident, and there he went. And collectively, we're like, oh, my God, he knew. So, yeah, people do know when they're going. You might not be consciously aware of that right now. But at some point, before you leave, you will remember. Oh, Lord, I got OJ, heaven or hell. I think OJ was a man. I think he served his time on this planet. I think he did very well. I don't believe in heaven or hell. I've heard a lot about it. I don't, you know, the heaven that I choose is for me. And of course, the hell that I choose is for me as well. So I get to choose whether or not I'm in heaven or in hell. I think OJ would have the same right to do the same thing because he is God like everyone else, regardless of what he was asked about. And this is to say that he just passed recently. I hope he had a great life and enjoyed everything that he wanted to do. And I can't determine whether or not, I can't say if he's going up or going down. I do know for sure there isn't an up there or a down there. I just hope he had a wonderful life. Okay. You were asking me there to give you the proof that there isn't anything. And you may have missed the last show where somebody else had said the same thing. Come with me with proof. And of course, the question they posed back was, why don't you prove that there isn't anything? Well, it is quite clear. You cannot prove something that's not real. Okay? If it's not real, you can't prove it. If it doesn't exist, you can't prove it. If it's not out there, you will never find it. If it's not real, you cannot prove it. So asking me to prove something that's not real, you're asking me to do the impossible. And I know that it's not possible to make proof of something that's non-existent. If it doesn't exist, you can't prove it. That's why I can't bring you proof that there's nothing. Well, actually, maybe I just did. Thank you for your time. Okay, so you're listening to Barrington on Barrington Awaken. Again, that question, we've had it a few times and everybody's asking me to do that, but I don't know how to do that. It's not possible to do that. But if you have something that you consider is real, then bring it on, because I want to see that. Give me an email, Instagram, I don't know, TikTok, something. Give me a phone number, you know, a text, something. I'll take it. An address. I'll take it all. Welcome to the show. We've been talking about this, and I want you to know that you can find your true purpose and find your destiny. I get a lot of comments at the end of our show here, and I go through, and people are always sending in about loving the show. Thank you very much for keeping it positive and keeping it real. Not too many people are out there trying to put my head in the guillotine, And I appreciate that. What we talk about here is truth, and for you to find it. My job is hopefully to show you where you to take a path towards a greater life, a greater understanding. The further you go down the journey, the more knowledge you will acquire. And of course, the more you get to understand things is the more you realize how little you knew about everything. I just heard recently about the whole religion thing that I was raised in, according to, and people are saying, oh, it sounds like somebody's shove it down your throat. Or no, I just happened to have been raised through it, and it was not brutal. Anyways, I just heard that all the people that were in that book telling those stories were non-real. And they didn't look like they were supposed to look like. And I thought that's quite fascinating. And it's interesting for some to say, oh, yeah, no, they're, it's not the truth of what you've seen. That wasn't the truth. And they say, oh, no, this is the truth. And you know, they just like that overnight, we've changed the narrative, or we change what it looked like and the faces of it. Now they're saying, oh, no, don't follow that anymore. Follow this. Whew, thank God the consistency of it exists, I think. And 12, yeah, just believe in you. Know thyself, know you, know who you are, know yourself, your worth. Do not rely on the belief. Go with what you know, and then you'll be okay. Wake up. Wake up and understand you are a great, great spirit that exists. You are real. You don't believe me? Pinch yourself. You're going to feel it. Or bite yourself. That's even better. You go find out who you are. That is real. Take a step towards all of that. That is real. Let no other person tell you what your reality is, because it's not possible. Wake up. Wake up. We need to slow down our thoughts. Take it easy. Don't try to preserve and save everything for tomorrow, because it may never come. Deal with it now. Slow down your thoughts. Get the best out of your own life. Make sure you're spending the best every day, because we don't know when our time's going to come. And it may sound that I'm being contradictory about knowing when to leave. We do, but we forgot about it. We had a purpose. We had a plan. We don't remember. Now we're being raised in other situations where we don't even know if it's real. Things that we've believed over the years is starting to reveal itself as total opposite of what we thought. You know, at some point they say the aliens came here and built the pyramids, for example. And, you know, because they're not telling us that human beings were so sophisticated at one point, they could have built that plant, you know, all those great things that we see, the 7 wonders of the world. What they're saying, though, aliens showed up. We don't know. No, nobody knows. What we do know is that there were dinosaurs, and we had proof of that through science. And there were physical proof of the pyramids, because it's there. And all these things, we know these things. We don't have to believe that the pyramids are there. You could see them, go visit them. You could touch it, climb it, go inside of it. It's real. Or the same for the dinosaur. But all others, we're just giving ourselves a reason to believe it's true, because we believe it. Well, give up on all that stuff and just go with what you know. Or what is provable. If you can prove it, then of course it is going to be real. If not, you're just an adult with an imaginary friend, if you want to follow that trend. Do we have anything else, sir?
Yes, we do have a couple emails. Folks, you still got a few minutes to write in. Our email address is instudio101@gmail.com. That's instudio101@gmail.com. And of course, you can email Barrington anytime at awaken1308@gmail.com. All right. Ralph just wanted to say, well, I think it's a great show. I am enjoying the entertainment today. That's from Ralph. Thank you, Ralph, for that. Pete writes in, I love the OJ answer. I was wondering how you were going to do that about the heaven and hell thing. I love what you said. That's from Pete. Connie said, speaking of pyramids, I've heard a lot of things throughout many, many years about how they came here. What is your take on the pyramids? Some people say they originally were to store crops and grain. That's from Connie. Betts writes in, and what is actually a spirit? Are we a spirit or a body or both? I don't quite get which one is which. That's from Betts, and back to you.
Betts, okay, so the spirit is in the body. It's the life. It's the thing that makes you move around and jump and dance and sing. And well, the voice box makes you sing, but the whole idea of the movement, the ability to have this amazing stuff, that's a spirit. It is a soul. It comes from, it is here. It's not from up there, down there. Here we go again with the up and down. It is here. Your spirit is within you. It's what makes you alive. Strip the body, you're still there. People call it the soul, the heavenly attachments, whatever it is. You're always alive. You will never die, and you will not always have a body. And when the body gets too old, it's retired, you lay it down. Nowadays, they're burning it, or they bury it into the ground, which it eventually turns back into the ground over years, and eventually you move on. But the body is just borrowed. It is just something that you're going to use temporarily, and then you're going to lay it back down. But the soul, the spirit lives on forever, and it never dies. That's why a lot of people talk about reincarnation, rebirth, and these whole other things. But that part of you cannot, it's energy, right? It is the energy, and you can't destroy energy. You can change it. You can deflect it. You can't increase it, or you can't kill it. So it's just that energy that makes us who we are. Okay, Connie, you know, we've heard a lot of things about the pyramids, and of course they say aliens came and built them, and they were used to store grain. That's a heck of a grain storage. My theory, and many things that I've heard about it, it was a power generator, like our modern day power generation stations out here. And at the base of it, there was connected with water, and the very top of it, the energies, which is on the gold and whatnot, that was on top, that was generating energy for the world or the city or wherever they were. They're all around the world, everywhere around the world. And they were the power generator of that time. We could still use them. The energy is still there. The earth is still there. But of course, there's other people who's not going to allow that to happen because they're benefiting on the other end of buying gas and selling gas and polluting and kill. Anyways, we're going to get into that topic. That's not what this show is about. So I personally believe the pyramids, what I've seen, what I study, what I know about it, I would say, no, they were not to put in the pharaoh's bodies, tombs or whatnot. No, they were not to store grain. You know, but they're a power generation station. That's what I've gathered from it. Please don't quote me on that. That's just my own hypothesis. And just understanding what they are and what the function, the fact that they're all around the world. Now, what's amazing to me is I wondered if they were all built while the land was just one piece of land like Pangaea. Or did it happen after the land separated like it is today with the seven continents? So it could have been that they're all in one place, but actually it's kind of weird that if you were to take a look at where they are, they're lined up perfectly with the three stars that's in the sky, and every one of them is perfect within a centimeter. So aliens, I don't know. I also believe there was a lot other races that were way superior than we are intellectually. And they have this amazing abilities. We still can't figure out how they did what they did. So maybe we just haven't gotten to that level of sophistication. Will we ever get there? We're too busy killing each other and comparing ourselves to another and thinking that we're greater than another. So maybe we're missing our mark by not focusing our attention into building or creating something. We're too busy guarding the chickens. If you know what I mean. Yes, the OJ. I thought that would come back. The OJ story is, listen, we don't know much about this man. All we know actually is what they've told us on the television and what we may have read about. None of us have anything tangible to support anything that we've heard. So we just have to say he was a man, he lived a life. I hope he had a great life. And not to disrespect anybody else that may not have had a good time as a result of this person, I'm not taking a side. I'm simply saying he had birth, he had death, he's lived, he's moved on. I know he's not going up there. Oh, by the way, I know he's not going down there either. I know this for sure because either of those places exist. So he's here. You know, you're gonna run into him one day. Again, I guarantee you. Thank you, Ralph, for the great show. Thank you. I hope you're enjoying the show. And this is what we try to do. We get together and raise everybody's awareness, allow you to open that door to understand that you can accomplish everything you want to, but you might be so distracted by holding on to something that's behind you or pretending that you don't have enough time. For all of us who desire time, we sort of have to make that sacrifice of letting something go. I remember having a conversation with a friend of mine years ago and wondered why we didn't have 30 hours in the day. I just can't get it all done in the 24. And then I realized, if the person pointed out it, then you would fill all 30 with doing something amazing or doing something. So the time we have is enough, and you do have to settle down and may prioritize the things that you want to accomplish in life, but don't give out on what you're hoping to accomplish by saying you're going to do it later when you retire. Like we all lie to ourselves that when we retire, we're going to travel the world. Yeah, we're retired and we're too old and too tired and I have to go pee. When do you have time to do all these things? You have to act now. Enjoy your life. Enjoy your life. And don't be lying like the rest of us saying that after retirement, you'll have a great life. I mean, I've even heard a lot worse than that. After death, you'll have a great life. That's kind of bizarre to me. And after retirement or after school or no, do it now. Enjoy your life. Learn how to meditate. Live the best life you possibly can. Please learn how to get rid of fear. Because once you get rid of fear, man, you've got that tiger by the tail. Because we're so afraid of everything, we don't allow ourselves to experience anything. We're so afraid of dying or this or no, live. You just have to live. Now, I'm not saying do something crazy like go fight a bull with your bare hands. I think that's just not necessary. But you have an obligation to yourself to experience life to its fullest. You have that. You have that. You have this amazing ability to experience life to its fullest. And this you should be doing. Just live. Just live. And to have hope, what is that all about? What are you hoping for? You've got the ability right now to live this amazing life. You hope that tomorrow's going to be better? Well, you have to do the changes now. You hope that your partner is going to wake up and smell the roses and act like you want them to act? It's never going to happen. We have very little influence on another person's life, even though we think we do. And when we see that they're not doing what we think they should be doing, we get upset and try to fix it. Well, that's quite egoic that I should tell you how to live your life. Spend your time, maybe even your money. That's just wrong at every level. We don't have a superior being. We just have a bunch of weak people who will beat their chest and tell you how big they are and how bad they are. They won't prove it. They'll just tell you. Well, is self-praise recommendation? And why would you be telling others how great you are? Don't tell them, show them if you need to. But you just have to assume that they have the same abilities as you do. Wake up, everybody. Step towards a greater, higher level of consciousness. You're listening to Barrington, and I haven't said this for a while. There's a book out there, Awaken Ascension Guide, and it kind of wakes you up to the reality of life. And you could sort of take a step towards accomplishing the things that you so desire, and be careful of what those are, because you are going to get it. It's called the attraction. If you put it out there, you see it, it comes to you. You take a step. To kneel and pray for it to show, it won't. Take action. Take action. Take a step towards accomplishing that great thing that you so want. The door, the gateway to get into this is to learn how to meditate. We're going way too fast. We're trying to run really, really, really fast to keep up with the races. I was having a discussion the other day with a doctor friend of mine, and I said, what is it? Why is it today it seems as if the doctors are just trying to patch you up to get you out there and to keep you going? He goes, well, that's what our society is all about. When you're knocked down by the flu, the cold, or this, whatever it may be, they give you a remedy to get you up. It doesn't fix the problem, but it gets you up and gets you going, because all of society is about going and going and going and going. So these doctors are just trying to get you in the race, keep you in the race. And in doing so, the cause of the broken down the something is not being addressed. Just the fact that you're going to get up tomorrow morning, get back in the race, and just keep going. And then later on, you could figure out how you want to fix this thing permanently. And it's probably by just slowing down. Sniff the roses. Spend some quality time with yourself. Spend some time with you. Do something for you. Implement this thing that's called I owe me, you. I owe you. You owe it to yourself. Wake up. The time you're spending now can never be repeated. You will have this day removed from your total days, because that's how it happens. But be prepared to do a better day tomorrow, and be positive in all the things that you do. What you desire is yours. I said at the very top of the show, we're running down to get this materialistic things to look important and to be important, to keep up with the Joneses and doing all this. And we're sacrificing a great part of our time here to do it. If you heard the first part of the show, I said, you know, we need air more than oxygen, more than we need the money. And we need water more than we need money. And a lot of other, and sleep, oh yeah, you need that more than you need. But a lot of these things, none of us is running out to store them. You need sleep. You need a lot of sleep. How much are you're sacrificing your sleep for something else? You're sacrificing your time for something else. We're chasing the wrong things because society dictates it. Of course, the whole educational system is designed to put us into sort of a career so we could work for somebody to make money. And do we get it? The dollar that we're worth? Yeah, we go home with 20 cents. Amazing, right? Okay, so pay attention. Wake up. I'm not telling you to walk out of your job. I'm not telling you to do everything. I'm telling you to take a good look of the things that you're hoping to accomplish in life. And see if your method is going to work. Are you going to get to that point before your legs give out, or your back, or your eyes, or your kidneys, or your something? I had a doctor told me, this was my doctor at the time, he's since retired. He says, you're going to keep going and running and jumping, and by the time you turn 50, you will make 50, but you won't be happy doing it. And I thought, what the heck does he know? Whatever. But truth to be told, I'm starting to realize that, oh my, he's right. I was given too much for what I was hoping to get. The juice is never worth the squeeze. The most valuable currency you have is your time. And if you're given that to get something that's of a lesser value, you just walked into the casino and bet $100 so you could win five. Well, that makes a lot of sense. Wake up. Just wake up. Wake up. Realize how important you are. And honor that. Realize how big you are and honor that. Realize that the time you've got here is limited and honor that. Honor that. The things that we're fighting for the most will serve us the least. I've never one day see this Brinks truck going to heaven. Oh, that's probably because we don't even know where that is. Maybe they're going there, we just don't know where it is. My point being, we're chasing the things that will not benefit us, and we should slow down, enjoy the show, enjoy the ride, enjoy life. The partner that's in front of you, hold hands, hug, enjoy that. And it doesn't have to be in the $50 million house, it could be in a house that has love and respect. And you don't have to have this immaculate design or furniture. You just need compassion and love and understanding and wisdom. Wake up, wake up. Set your standards to where you're gonna set, where you're gonna benefit from them the most. Where you're gonna benefit from them the most. Hope that you will take this advice and spend time with you. Spend time with yourself. Be responsible, and I said this earlier, be responsible for your own action. Don't lean on nobody else to support you. You came here with your own two feet, two arms, two legs, I hope, and enjoy your life and don't have other people taking your being responsible for you. Stand up on your own two feet and just see how much you can accomplish. That's it. Nobody is going to guide you. You should be guiding yourself. And if somebody is guiding you, there's two misfits there, the one who's guiding and the one who's being guided. Nobody, you should wake up. You know, natural leaders will lead, that's fine. You want to follow to your prerogative, but what is it that does that person have that you don't have? It's all in the state of mind. Okay? And a lot of the things that is only real because you believe it's real. Go a little bit further and prove that it's real. Everybody will be happier. You just believe it. And if you've been doing this your entire life, it is hard to walk away from it because you know you have convinced yourself it's the truth. But if you were to do some research and study and learn all these things, you will truly understand most of them is only true because you choose to make it that way. You do have a guardian angel. That's your higher level of consciousness, higher than where you are today. And they're with you all the time. They speak with you. They try to communicate with you all the time. It's what you call the gut feelings, or the days you wake up going, I knew it, I should have, I would have, I could have, and you missed that opportunity. What is not for you wasn't meant to be for you. And if you've missed something that you're dwelling on that's in the past, let it go, it was never yours. If it was, it would have come to pass already. Wake up. If you don't have it wasn't meant to be. You don't know right now, simply because you don't know who you are. You don't know what your purpose is or where you find your destiny. But your guardian that's with you all the time will communicate with you, and you will always get what we call that gut feelings. You've had, I knew it, act on it because it's true. And the guides are the ones who are telling you this information. They don't know how to give you BS. There is no BS over there. I can't say up there or down there, right? Because they don't exist. Over there on the other side, how's that? The other side of the human flesh. There is no up there, there is no down there. But we believe there is, therefore to ourselves, it's true. That's a waste of time, but it's not. Wake up, just wake up. Spend some time learning who you are to thyself. You must be true. If it's not true, don't say it. If it's not yours, don't take it. And if you're doing it and it's wrong, stop doing it. Learn to be the best self. And the example that you want of the world, start acting it, start doing it. Don't rely on another person. Until we talk again, thank you for being there. We've had a pretty quick show today. This one is gonna repeat itself. It's called What It Is. And it's going to repeat itself Thursday night at 10 p.m. Thank you very much for tuning in. Until we talk again, namaste.
Thank you for listening to Barrington Awaken with your host, Barrington, right here on Reality Radio 101.